Rakshan, we managed to get that set up. So let's just quickly make a recap of what the sugya is. The sugya is that, again, the shir is v'schos, all the girls who need shidduchim, Hashem should help them find shidduchim. We had a Masechta Seifrim, which says that you don't say tachnun the whole Nisan, and you don't fast the whole Chodesh Nisan, except the firstborns, they fast. Then we brought down the Yerushalmi, who says that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And then we brought another sheet that not only you're not allowed to eat matzah, you're not allowed to eat chametz. What's the reason why you can't eat chametz and matzah? So it brought down a shita because you're a bechor. That's the reason why. And then Rebbe would not eat because he's a bechor. Rebbe would not eat on Pesach because he was a bechor. And others, Rav Tanchuma said that that's not why Rebbe didn't fast. Why Rebbe didn't eat? It was because he just was an istadness. He was sensitive. Then the Rosh brought it down lahalacha, and then the Torah says that the reason for it is to be a remembrance of the miracle that they say were saved by Matat Becheres. We asked, so then why didn't they fast that night? Because you can't take away the mitzvah of Pesach, and really every bechor should fast, or every oldest person in the house should fast, but as the Avi Ezri is brought down in the Torah, we're not going to be machmer kulehai. Now, the Darkei Moshe, Ramosha Isalis, the Ramah, on the Torah he writes, the minig is not for women to, the girls to fast, even though the makkah was by them. The same way we don't have the eldest person in the family fasting. That's what he brings down. Now, let's say somebody, a question that Avi asked, somebody who's a Bechor himself, what do you do? So he brings down in the second column over here on the end of page one, last three lines, second column, Nishalim Maharash, Al Echashay Bechor, Ubunai Bechor. A person was a Bechor and his son was a Bechor. Does his wife have to fast for the son? And he says, he said he doesn't, but said the Daki Moshe, Avo Minig, but the Minig is, Sha'av Oyaim Mis'anim. The father or the mother do need to fast. Azoizot, the Daki Moshe, the Ramah.
Father's fasting himself.
If the father's fasting for himself, he cannot be yotze for his son. His wife has to fast. That's what the document brings down.
I have another question. What if he needs to feed for himself and then he makes motion for his son?
Okay, so yeah, probably, yeah. I think Rabbi Yasha says to do that in that situation. Yeah, Rabbi Yasha says to do such a thing in that situation. Now, just to give you an interesting idea. The Vilna Gaon says, what does it mean you fast for your kids? So he says in Shulchan Aruch, in the Bir Agra, he says, the reason that a parent could fast for the kids is really this Makas Bechoyrus wasn't a Makkah on the Bechoyrim for the Bechoyrim. It was a Makkah for the parents. L'maki Mitzrayim bivchoyreyem We punish Mitzrayim through their Bechoyrim. And that's why it was a punishment for the parents to see their oldest ones die. It was in the sin of the father or their mother.
Who says this?
Says the Vilna Gaon. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. And that's why there's this idea that the parents, if the kid can't fast, the parents fast for the kids. Unbelievable idea. It's really a punishment of the parents that the kids had to die. Beautiful. Now, Shulchan Aruch, I just want to stick him because Avi said, and we happen to have it on page four, so if you want, you can take a look at it. Shulchan Aruch brings down a Siman Tov Ayin Beis. He brings down in Beis, not an Aleph, in Beis, that Im Chalav Pasach B'Shabbos Yesh Emim Shemesan B'Cheret B'Yom Chamishi V'Yesh Emim Shein Mesanim Klal. If it falls down on Shabbos, so it's Machlokes if you fast on Thursday or not, if you don't have to fast at all. Says the Rama, Aliyashalina Kesvar Rishayna V'Nei Hagim, and the Minig is Kisha'a b'char, when the father is b'char, ha'eim mis'ana takav b'na'a b'char, kisha'adayin katan. The mother fasts for the son. A mefurisha Ramah. Darkei Moshe brings it down, and the Ramah, which is the Darkei Moshe, and Shulchan Aruch passes like that. B'me'ena'a b'char, if the father is not a b'char, u'mis'ana b'ad b'noi, asha yigdal, he fasts for his sons until they become bigger. Beautiful. Wow. Now, the Mishubura brings down that there are certain points that say that she doesn't have to fast, because the fast of the father somehow works for the kid as well. And if she's going to be mitzar, or she's pregnant or she's nursing, then you could be mekel even if her husband is not fasting for her. Okay. But if she's ever started fasting, it's considered like a nether and she's going to have to be matir nether. So it is 100% mefurash Shulchan Aruch this halacha. Clearly brought down. Mishnah Berurah says some people have a minhag not to do it. Fine. Mr. Spear, are you a Bechor? So, did you make your wife fast?
No.
Okay. Are you going to make your wife fast now?
No.
No. Okay. Fine. Don't do that. But you see, the Ramah says to do that. You're going to be lenient like the Mishnah Berurah, that your fast will go on for the kids. Yes? Good.
Well,
my oldest son is a boy. Never even thought.
You never even thought of such a thing like that. Okay, you learn new things. You do tshuva. Now you're going to have to fast for all the times that you did it. I'm just joking.
When I came to the scene, my wife came to the scene, she was saying, that's nothing.
100%. Okay. Now, I'm going to clear a chakira, and this chakira is going to be a wild chakira. The chakira is going to be a simple one. Why do b'chayrim fast? So if you were medayik in the Lashon of the Torah, it was because zechel anes, to remember the nes. You ever heard of such a thing when you remember a nes to fast? What is that? I would say make a party. Remember to fast? What is that? This question is asked on page 2 we have by Ritzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav of Yerushalayim, zechel tzadik v'kadosh levracha, in the Sefer Mekrei Kodesh. He brings down the Birkei Yosef, page 2. Now, the Birkei Yosef says a very interesting halacha. It's in the first column on Zion, in Siv Zion. So, and he says, let's say you're the kid who was born after Chatzai Salayl, which means after Makas Bechairus. So does the father have to fast for the kid or not? Do we say... Oh, 1 second. Do we say that the father has to fast or not? Now, after Makas Bechairus is way after Tainus Bechairim. Tainus Bechairim is Yodalar, not Tezvav. So he brings down from the Shvus Yaakov that anybody who's born after Chatzos on Lel Pesach didn't die. So therefore, when you're fasting, you don't have to fast if it's after Bechair, after Chatzos on Zikas Chavos by night. This, meaning somehow the Makas Bechairis is, it's not happening the night before, but we're looking at it as somehow it's happening on the night before. This is what the Shavuos Yaakov says. And therefore, if the baby's born 2 in the morning by B'dikas Chametz night, I don't have to fast. This is what he says.
That first year.
Only that first year. That's a great question. That question is asked by a few different Paiskim. And I don't know if we'll be able to get to it tonight, but it's machlokes apayiskim if yes or if not. Okay? When Moshe Sternbach speaks about it, it's a good question. Says the Birkei Yosef, I don't know what the Shavuos Yaakov is talking about. What is he talking about? He said the whole reason why they fast is because you still remember the miracle. The miracle what happened on Tezvav. Why don't they fast on Tezvav? Because they couldn't. It's because they couldn't. Because it's Yontif. So what does that have to do with the fact that after Chatzos on B'dikas Chametz by night, that's when you don't fast? He says, I just don't understand what the Shavuos Yaakov is talking about. I don't understand. Comes along with Ritzvi Pesach Frank and gives this wild explanation in the Shavuos Yaakov, and he makes a whole chakira, and with this he answers the question. I would never even gone to think about it. So he asked a question that we asked before, which is, how could you say that? Although the Torah says it's remembering the miracle, make a party. So he says, you know, I'm going to say a totally different shot. The shot is, what happened by Highness Esther? The Jews fasted. Why? Has to do with Esther? Absolutely not. You know when Esther and Malka fasted for 3 days? You know when? Pesach time. Exactly. So this had nothing to do with Esther. It had to do with like this. Hashem listened to Esther and all the tzaddikim like Esther. And all the tzaddikim like Mordechai, and before they went out to war, they fasted. Before they went out to war, they fasted. I heard a speaker say that the people who went out to war themselves didn't fast. It would be a sakana for them to fast. Only the people at home. I never saw anybody else say that. I think it's a big ta'us, big mistake to say that. But Al Kapanim, they went. So he said, that's the pshat. The Bechorim here, that they're going to be saved because Hashem's going to pass over their house. It must have been really scary for them. And therefore, even though they were promised by Hashem that they were going to be saved, even though they were promised by Hashem they're going to be saved, still they went ahead and fasted. That's the pshat.
Who says that?
Sefer Mekorei Kodesh.
So does he agree with the Berachas Yosef or not?
Well, this is what Tzvi Petach phrased that. And he said, because of that, he says, if you say that, the pshat, so now I can say a completely different, oh, now I understand. They're not fasting to remember the miracle. They're fasting to remember the fast, which was before, which was on Erev Pesach. Now, one second. We didn't finish Devar. You have to finish Devar.
Is he agreeing with Berachas Yosef?
The Berachas Yosef? No, he's explaining. He's explaining
his side. He's explaining the Berachas Yosef's reasoning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's saying that the reason why now, if it's after Chatzos on B'tikas Chavos by night, is because they made a Gzera. The Bechorim fast. They fasted on Erev Pesach. Why did they fast? Because of a sakana. What was the sakana? The sakana was death. Makas Becheris. So they looked at the sakana so strong that the fasting was to mitigate that sakana. So you look as if the sakana is in front of you. And therefore, if the sakana is in front of you, look at it as if the sakana is there. And now you can say that after Chatzos, so the sakana is not there. Meaning they looked as if the sakana is there. But if it's after Chatzos, now you can say like the sakana is not there anymore. The sakana was the next night. The sakana was by Makas Becheris. But they fasted before for the Makas Becheris. The day before. They fasted before for the Makas Becheris. So he says that they were Koivea, the 14th for Tainz Becheris, as if the Makkah was happening then. As if. They were looking at it as if there was a Makas Becheris happening then. That's how they looked at it. They were Koivea the Tainz as if there was actually the thing happening then. According to him, that you should already fast from the Yudalat at night. Okay, I hear. But he's saying, you're right. I hear you. But he's saying, because of that, now we could say that if it's after Chatzos of Yudalat at night, it doesn't mirror it properly, and therefore you don't have to fast. A huge chiddush. I would never thought to say such a thing like that in my life, but that's the first chiddush that he says. Hard to say. If you take a look on page 2, he says by the second hand, he says, like underneath the hand, that Ucheshba Moshe Barmalam Shabalot Tezvav Yomus Kol Bukhar, Kovuras Yem Yadal Tindus Bukharim, Ki Uboy Bayem Hoya Maka. As if Daddy is a Maka, and since it's that day is the Maka, so therefore, After Chatzos, it's as if the Makkah is not there. Hard thing to say, but that's how he says. Now, what about if somebody on a regular time of Sivur eats? Could he continue eating, or you have to continue fasting?
Well,
it's the Rabbon. No, I'm not talking about Yom Kippur.
Accidentally.
He can't. Okay, yeah. Hmm. And let's say he had a heter to eat. Is he allowed to continue eating? Okay. What about when it comes to the times b'chayrim? Once you go to see him. You break it, it's done. What the pshat? So Rashi Petach Frank gives another wild chiddush as well.
But basically, Frank, did he write one of these for him?
Yeah, the Sefer Mekorei Kodesh.
What if you make a mistake and you don't get the steam, but you go to eat by mistake? You're going to get coffee in the morning.
Okay. So it's going to go exactly. We're going to answer your question. So he brings like this. He brings that like this. That in Simon Tavkov Stamaches, it says if somebody forgot and he ate, he had to complete the tainus. He can't continue eating afterwards. That's what he says. So he brings down the Sefer Eretz Tzvi. The Sefer Eretz Tzvi was the Kozhug Glover. The Kozhug Glover. He was a great, great Talmud Chacham. And he says like this, in every fast, there's two dinim. There's you can't eat and you must fast. Two totally separate things. One is you have to be fasting, and one is there's an isser of eating. Meaning, let's say somebody eats, okay?
What's the difference?
Well, let's say I ate, so then I didn't fast. And the fasting part is done. You messed up. But there's still an isser to eat. However, tainus b'chayrim, no. He was just a mitzvah of tainus. There's no isser to eat. Why? Because according to the Torah, shot was, it's just to remember the miracle. It's not a terrible fast. This is the way the Mekroi Kodesh is explaining what the Sefer Eretz Tzvi is saying. Again, we're saying a vart, alam desh idea. In every fast years, don't eat and you must fast. When you have a full period of fasting, then you fasted. But if you ate once, you messed it up because you broke it. So now you didn't fast, but you're still usher to eat. Period, end of story. You still have to usher to eat.
You don't continue.
You can't just continue eating. However, by tainus b'chayrim, there is no answer to eat. There is only a din you have to fast. Why? Because tainus b'chayrim is a tainus to remember the miracle. It's not about paining yourself. It's to remember the fast of the miracle that the b'chayrim got saved. So therefore, you also need a fast. Once you are allowed to break your fast, for whatever reason it is, you made a siyum. So therefore, you was never an isser to eat. It was also always an isser that you must fast. But you don't have a constant every single second isser to eat something else.
If you don't hear a siyum, you should fast.
If you don't hear a siyum, you should fast. So he says there are three pages of Frank. That's only according to the first way, to the way the Torah says. That was the reason why you fast. To remember the miracle. But if you're going to say that the reason why we fast is to remember how the Bechayrim fasted because it was a situation of a sakana, well, look at what happened by Tainus Esther. If by Tainus Esther you break your fast, if by Tainus Esther, it's the same like other fast. If you have to break your fast, you shouldn't, if somebody by mistake broke their fast, they shouldn't be eating afterwards. So therefore, the halacha is going to be, I mean, he wants to say, is the tainus b'chayrim zecher l'neis? So then it's different. There's only a din of fasting, not a din of it's usher to eat. But if it's to remember the fact that it was a situation of a sakana, so it's the same level of tainus Esther. And a tainus Esther, if somebody forgets to eat, they taka shouldn't continue. And somebody forgets and they eat, they taka shouldn't continue eating afterwards. This is what he brings down. Okay. Another wild thing. Now, let me tell you something that's going to make you go nuts. Nuts, out of your mind. One of the great rebbes was a Zidit Chayva Rebbe. And he had the same question. He had the same question that he first brings down that your shittas who said, who he brings down different shittas about if you have a C-section, if you have to fast or not. He brings down the Chach Yaakov. The Sefer McDonough's Aliyo brings down Chok Yaakov has a stuffing in it. If a C-section child had to fast or not, and it's a Tzarchian. So he says like this: the McDonough's Aliyo brings down that the Chok Yaakov had a stuffing. Okay,
I see.
And then he brings down the Zidit Chayva Rebbe. Listen to this. Zidit Chayva Rebbe says, "I don't get this whole Masechta Sefer." Impossible for something to say this. You don't remember a miracle. You don't remember a miracle by fasting. Because he's going like the first way of the Torah. So he said, when the Sefer Seferim says, Noihagim lis anois, he's saying it's a ta'os Seferim, it's a mistake in the letters. And it's Noihagim lis aneg.
We should celebrate that we received.
Celebrate.
That's what we should have bugged
the Bechorim should be celebrating on Facebook.
You're not a Bechorim.
The Bechorim should be celebrating. Comes along the Minchas Alazar from Munkach, and he writes a scathing rebuttal to this Zidachai Rebbe. He says, you're making up Lashon Hara. The Zidachai Rebbe never said such a thing like this. It's impossible. Once you do that, you could change letters in any place in the Torah. Chas v'chalila to say that the Zidachai Rebbe said such a thing like that. Even though it says on him, I heard from Ish, what's it called? Ish Neman, that he said such a thing like that. He says, Chas v'shalom, he writes to Minchas Alazar, v'zeh baru pasha ki divrei rik, the hevel was empty things, negat all of the paskim. Chas v'shalom to such a thing like that. Wow. Can you imagine?
That's a pretty wild thing that Zidachai Rebbe said. I mean,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm saying eating Yom Kippur like the Gemara, like that one time.
It's not that.
No, but you're breaking, like, that's a major, like, who? It's like, it doesn't make sense. Everyone fasts on anything.
What's the makor of fasting up for the B'Sin B'Chon?
The Masechta Seferim. The Masechta Seferim.
Which says,
Lathanis, yeah, and he's changing it. Now let's go ahead and start being a little bit more makel. We're going to go and take a step back, not to be so makel, and ask yourself a question. Question is, okay, we want to remember the miracle, so we have a siyum. Have a siyum. Okay. So, what does an oval do in the middle of Shiva? Could he attend a siyum? Do we ask that?
He doesn't have to leave the siyum.
So is he allowed to go to see him? The Sefer Dvar Yeshua Chelech Beisim and Pe'al, it's on page 3, brings down this question. He asks, Alda Shalosh Bibchorshu Oval B'Seich Shiva, what should you do with Erev Pesach? What should you do? So he says like this, the Siyam is a Simcha, and he's not going to go so far at the Zidachai Rebbe. That he's not going to go ahead and do. Chafesh Shalom. Or what they made up the what the Zidachai Rebbe says. He says that the pshat is, if you take a look by the hand, it's kedai to see inside. Ner the ena tam shem the simchas asim doich achil lasanis. Sherefil am asayim ba'atma ena yisa shem simcha. And that pshat like your simcha. What type of seeing macaroons? It's disgusting. Terrible things, terrible. So obviously.
I don't like Duncan.
Before 10 o'clock, it's not the pshat. So what's the shot? Elatam kimishemasha nagulus anois enemishem shetzar kapar eluzekal neis. Since the whole reason why we fasting is to remember the miracle. So now, if you fast, we're so weak. But over here, you're going to do something that's going to remind you of the miracle. So he says, anytime that you're sitting and you're fasting when you're not allowed, you consider a sin. So what they did was they changed it. We're too weak to fast. So instead of doing that, let's do something else to remind us of the miracle. So he's not saying it like the Zidachai Rebbe that shouted that the Masechta Seferim said, no, Avada Masechta Seferim said to go ahead and fast. But today, because we're so weak, so we're doing something to remind ourselves of the miracle. So therefore, even by the Siyam, it's not because of the happiness of the Siyam. It's because the Siyam reminds us to go ahead and do something special to remember the miracle. It's like an alarm clock. And therefore, we want to say that...
That reasoning for every time you have a bet. I'm saying just the zikr that Then you got to go back to what he said earlier.
Because no other fast. You can't get around the fast that way.
Because it's not fast enough, because you have to go back to what he said earlier.
One second, I want to tell you something. Wait. He says, if a person goes to a bris milah, it doesn't work. That's who dismisses, it doesn't work. It has to be a siyum. Why? Because the siyum is a reminder for him to do something special, zeichel and nes. But the bris milah is not anything special. You hear that?
So you start the fast after the bris milah.
Yeah. He's saying that bris milah is not going
to
potter you.
Special enough to be potter you the fast.
To potter you the fast. And the last paragraph is, if I'm right, he says somebody who's an oinus, like an oval, he's potter from everything. Because our minhag is not to fast because they're too weak today. But we need to do something to remind ourselves of the miracle. But he can do something to remind himself of the miracle, so he's going to be exempt. So the Dvar Yeshua is taking and so he's
an Avos Pater from the time.
The Avos is developed from the whole, exactly.
The Avos of them.
Exactly.
And doesn't have to go to see him.
And doesn't have to go to see him.
He's not allowed to go to see him. Or is he...
He's not allowed to go to see him because he's in the Matzah of Avail. So what he did was, he didn't do the Zidda Chayfer, who said that that's not, that the Mesechus Sefer said not to fast. What he said was, Avada is Chiyuv to fast, but we're weak today. And since we're weak today, it's very hard to be able to keep this minute. But we want to be able to remind ourselves of fasting. We want to be able to remind ourselves of the miracle. And the whole point is to remind ourselves of the miracle. So therefore, what do? We do something else to remind ourselves of the miracle. We go to make a siyum. The siyum is going to remind ourselves of the miracle. We're going to have a zecher l'nes. And this way, we're going to go home. We're going to have a miracle. We're going to remind ourselves. When an avul can't do that, so then he's not going to be mechuyav. So that means, according to him, they change the source of reminding ourselves of the miracle by doing something nice instead of fasting. That is what the Sefer Devar Yeshua said. Now, this only helps according to the way the Torah explains that it's a Zeichel Neis. But according to the way Rashi Pesach Frank says, that is not because of Zeichel Neis, it's because of to remind ourselves of the fast, not of the miracle. This whole Shtickel Torah is not going to go ahead and apply. We're going to have to Mirt Hashem continue next week. Bottom line is, we'll get away with fasting. I think Mirt Hashem, Erev Pesach, we'll have a minion here, right? We'll have a minion here? 6 a.m., maybe have a little bit later. What? Yeah, we're going to have an 8 o'clock minion, Mirt Hashem. And Mirt Hashem, we're going to make a scene. And we're going to have, not macaroons, please. What? Yeah, let's have. Yeah, I did last year, no?
It's really good.
I found the notes
today. Yeah, so we have to make another ago this year.
That's when I started.
So you know, maybe we'll finish this. Well, Shabbos, I'm giving a shiur on halachas, but maybe we'll still stick it in. We'll finish this on Shabbos. We'll say halachas, and maybe next Thursday night, we'll give ago this year. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for waiting patiently until we were able to get the Zoom to be able to start. Thank you, everybody who's on Zoom watching this year. Wherever you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebench you with all good things. All singles, whether boys or girls, that are looking for a shidduch, should be safe to find a shidduch. Chanayim HaKashayim HaRat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vakit in Israel. Vikar Kribal Tarmitzvahis. Namar Adina Chafes. Man Tzidka Yagdil Tarev Yadir.